Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation on the Pop Culture on the Research so you don't have to. I am Joel.
I am Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Shrek 5?
Start coming and they don't stop coming.
Shrek, man, those years are just coming,
they're coming
thick and fast.
Coming,
my God,
Shrek,
these years.
The goddamn fucking halls. Mm-hmm. It's Shrek 5 time or Shrek.
He said Shrek the halls.
Yeah. No, I got it. I'm there. It took me a while to compute.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Shrek the fifth.
Shrek. Shrek 2.
Yeah. Shrek the 3rd.
Shrek the 3rd. Uh-huh. Shrek 4. Forever After.
I think it's just called Shrek Forever After.
Go to hell. Shrek 5. And then you got Shrek the Halls, and then you get the Shrek...
4D.
4D. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a donkey movie, but a short, not
a long. Yeah.
Not long form.
And there's maybe a Halloween special, too.
Mm.
Anyway, that's all the Shrek media out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for listing Shreks. I appreciate it. Thank you, boys.
That's what people come to the show for.
Sir, I
love when we list things. Characters in Shrek.
Hey.
Shrek.
Donkey. Puss in Boots. Fiona.
Puss in Boots.
Farquaad.
Yeah.
Dragon. Rest in peace, but I reckon he'll be back.
Yeah.
Dragon dead?
Dude. Big...
No. Farquaad gets eaten. Okay, so.
I know.
Farquaad gets eaten by the dragon.
No, we said dragon. You said rest in peace. I got scared. Yeah. That donkey's beautiful wife had died.
She is beautiful.
Farquaad dies in one, but in a deleted scene.
It's in one of the specials.
It's in the karaoke version. He's dancing in Dragon's
stomach.
Yeah,
but then he comes back as a ghost in the Halloween special.
God damn it.
And then he gets killed again.
They kill the ghost? Can they do that?
Yeah, dude.
Ghosts?
Yeah, dude. Haven't you ever seen a little tiny movie called Lady Ghostbusters? I'm pretty sure they bust some ghosts there.
Yeah.
Killing the ghosts is nothing sacred?
Yeah, dude.
Can one man not whomst rest in peace?
Just gotta watch a little movie we like to call Lady Ghostbusters. It'll teach you all about it, dude.
Speaking of Ghostbusters, definitely speaking of
Shrek. I like when you talk about that and your head
well,
is in your hand.
We've combined two franchises here that and obviously I will be doing my best to sincerely do this episode.
Okay.
Of course.
Dude.
Ghostbusters and Shrek are both things that I watched as a child.
Yeah.
And thought were awesome as a kid. Mm. And then Ghostbusters 1 excluded because it's still good and it's funny and they smoke cigarettes and they're oily and then they fuck the rest of the franchise up.
Sure.
And the two most recent movies are so embarrassing.
I like the goo in Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, the goo's pretty good.
It's really
Ghostbusters
good.
Ghostbusters 2 is fine. Ghostbusters is just as good as second Ghostbusters. Mm. The first one is head and shoulders above everything else.
Sure.
Anyway, I rewatched Shrek again in COVID and I was like, these movies stink.
Not a Shrek fan.
No, but I thought that would be...
Years, they don't stop coming.
They keep coming, then they don't stop.
I thought that I would not be alone, and I was like, because it's just Family Guy.
Yeah, it is.
Shrek is just Family Guy, but looks uglier.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And definitely, you know, and we're getting into our speculations early, but I think when this comes out, people are going to be like, man, it's just pop culture references. That's Shrek.
Yeah, but
that's
been. But the pop culture now will be like memes.
Yeah.
What the trailer wants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone will say Shronk.
Yeah.
I'm making a Shrek meme right now.
Shronk. Is it like the Stonks meme, but for Shrek?
Yeah, but the
Shronk.
The Stonks are going down.
Yeah. Okay.
I reckon you're going to get.
Or it's a straight line and it just says Shronks.
Oh, that's really good.
Like, and Shrek's got a little body but a big head.
Yeah. You're going to get reaction. Action memes,
yeah,
but like the Wojak stuff, but it's gonna be like Donkey and.
You reckon we're getting Shrek Jacks?
Yeah. We're getting Shrek Jacks.
That's exciting.
And I reckon there'll be like Canada isn't for sale somewhere.
Oh, someone's wearing that now for sure. Mike Myers is Shrek, of course.
I think
there'll be something there that they've just got a quick late.
Definitely,
edition.
We'll get a Trump, right? And he'll be like a frog.
President Shrimp.
Not even trying to hide it.
President Shrimp, and it's a shrimp.
I'm
a little shrimp.
So I know, going back to the pop culture references and everyone being like, this is so dated and sucks.
Yes.
like, references move too fast now.
Yeah.
You can't make a movie that references anything because things don't stick around long enough.
Well, it's animation.
Yeah. So
it takes ages.
Yeah. They've been making this for years.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I was like, man, Shrek Jacks would be awesome, but I don't know if that's too current for them to, like.
So what are we thinking?
I'm trying to think, like,
Shrek Splinter Plank?
Yeah,
Shrek
like, Plankin? What, like 5 to 10
you're doing,
years
like, the,
ago?
The, was it the T-Bowing or whatever it's called?
What's T-Bowing?
T-Posing?
No, not T-Posing. Something from the NFL? No. What's the American football? NFL?
NFL.
Yeah, NFL. Yeah.
T-Bowing?
Something, one of the quarterbacks did a thing.
Yeah, didn't he T-Pose?
It's a T-Pose?
Like the video game thing.
Did he do the this?
No, I thought it was on his, like, you know, something else. Not a T-Pose.
You're talking about taking a knee?
No. I know that's a different
will
thing.
Will Shrek take a knee?
No.
Well,
T-Bowing? T-Bowing?
I don't know, dude. I cannot help you.
I cannot help it myself right now.
Fortnite dances will be in Shrek because Shrek, it will end in a big song. It'll be like,
it'll Empire be
hot
Records,
to, you know what?
Yeah.
It's hot to go. They're going to close with hot to go.
Absolutely.
Which is too late because, I mean, look. Chapel Roan probably will still have a pretty big career.
Yeah, yeah, but Hot to Go is it's an old song.
I freaking knew it was something.
What is it?
T-Pose?
T-Bowing is a term that means to kneel on one knee and rest one's head on a fist to express gratitude, reverence, or awe.
Okay.
It's often done in public.
Damn.
So it is. Turns out I was taking a knee.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I know. Because I was like, in my head, I'm like, it was a knee thing. Am I confusing it with taking a knee? I don't want to right now say that.
Yeah.
But no,
I don't want to say taking a knee is a meme. The optics on that aren't great.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow. And he's, or Tim Tebow. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I don't know how you're going to pronounce his name.
So you reckon Shrek's going to Tebow in this movie?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, in his famous Tebowing. There we go.
Okay.
See? I'm not an insane man.
No, wait, hot
okay, buddy.
I'm with it. I understand the memes.
Well, I don't think it's a meme.
I've never heard of T-Bow before.
It's a meme!
I believe you. You looked it up.
He's crazy.
He's lost his fucking mind.
What the hell?
It's on Know Your Meme, see?
Yeah, but so's like, I reckon if you look up a Sig Heil, it'll be
on
Know Your
Meme. He wasn't even on the Know Your Meme page. He just
Google searched
it.
ESPN.
There he is. Look, guy doing it. Guy doing
it. Looks like he's showing me Abbey Road. Dude.
It is Abbey Road. Yeah, it is, though. But it's T-Bone on Abbey Road. You see it?
He's lost his
I'm the most sane man!
He's lost his mind.
Well, I just like to withdraw my claim that it's going to end with Hot to Go because I remembered the verses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole song is Chapel Roan's like, I've made a song that's going to make you horny so you fuck me.
Oh, yeah, true. Mm,
can't have that in Shrek.
Pink Pony Club?
That's got a lot of problems in the similar direction.
Yeah, but like, what was the last song in Shrek 1? What?
Wasn't it Staying
No.
I Need a Hero, wasn't it?
No, that's Shrek 2. Shrek 2 is I Need a Hero. The beautiful fairy godmother sings it.
Yeah.
Absolute guilt alert, can I say.
And in an American Idol parody.
Yeah.
A movie that you all love ends with an American Idol. It's a scary movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. It's always been a scary movie.
I don't understand. People still love Shrek.
End it with, like, maybe a LMAO song?
Oh. Imagine, dude.
I mean, Redfoo still has publicity despite things that he may or may not have done. Where's Blue Sky's money?
Espresso? I think that no matter how horny the song is, I don't think that excludes it.
I mean, it's Shrek. It has to be a bit horny.
Yeah. Shrek's kind of a mildly adult in a weird way, you know?
No, because Shrek's whole thing was that there'd always be a lot of, like, asshole stuff.
Sorry, what?
Remind me
of Phil Shrek's ass, Blake, please.
Shoulders just gone insane. He's a lunatic.
He's remembering assholes
in Shrek. Is he thinking about Shrek?
Sorry, I would like to walk
Shrek
back half.
Is he getting shregged?
I would like to.
Is there shregging?
I would like to walk
Fiona!
I would like to walk back the whole part of asshole.
Yes, lots of ass stuff. Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of fart jokes. Certainly.
Farts, but isn't there like stuff of him like sitting on something a bit like, ooh! Because Mike Myers likes to make that noise.
Probably there
ooh,
are those scenes.
Ooh, donkey! Me asshole!
Is that an asshole again? Is that an asshole? He's doing
me asshole, donkey!
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So yeah, I guess we'll go to the trailer. I just wanted to get it out of the way because people.
You're
are
not a Shrek
like,
fan. That's Shrek okay.
Fan? That's so fine. Known...
What's your DreamWorks? Were you a Megamind guy?
Well, no. I much prefer Despicable Me. Which
Despicable
is not...
Me. It is.
But yeah, like I don't know. My nostalgia, movie. And every time I point this out, people have been like, "Huh, that sounds like a thing that you might have," and yeah. I don't. I've been checked.
Sounds like he's got a thing.
he keeps bringing it up. Yeah.
He does keep bringing pro of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have that much nostalgia for anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, well,
me
a lot
neither,
of the
really.
Things that, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, people are going to come for you now.
Come for me, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of you. I remember liking...
Because, like, I have nostalgia for Star Wars and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but Who Framed Roger Rabbit is an awesome movie that doesn't end in American Idol.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, but, like, the other stuff I liked as a kid, like Harry Potter, Shrek.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah,
I have.
Oh, me.
Delete it.
I have nostalgia for fake things that people don't believe are real, like the floppies.
Wheel of Time.
Wheel of Time.
Obviously.
Really.
Mumford. Old reference.
Yeah. A wonderful film where a man goes to a small town of Mumford and pretends that he's a psychiatrist.
Mm. Okay.
Great film.
And the floppies?
Film. Jason Lee's there. No one will believe me. Floppies is about anthropomorphic dogs.
Is this a movie or a TV
it's
show?
I think it was meant to be a movie. At one point, as an animated thing.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's maybe a TV series, but no one cared enough for this film.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, this animation. So they made it a film. You can watch it all on YouTube, apparently. And I have.
Floppies.
Can we time out. Let's just go over what he just said.
Okay.
He said, no one cared enough to make it a movie.
Yeah.
But it's a movie you can watch on YouTube.
Well, no one cared enough to make it
like a theatrical release.
No, he said movie at first, and then he walked that back because he meant to say TV series.
It's
Floppy Dogs.
Right.
Floppies?
Floppy Dogs.
Floppy Dogs.
Yes. Okay. It's a 1 hour. It came out in 1986, the year I was born.
Okay.
And I have watched this numerous of times, some of them as an adult.
That's awesome. Was it like one of those, like a movie you had on like VHS?
Must have been.
That's awesome. Disney movie.
Yeah, it's a Disney
movie.
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
Yeah. What? So what they have is they're it's anthropomorphic dogs.
Yeah.
And they're all different colors, like really bright, like one's bright green, one's bright blue, one's bright pink. And they have a crystal that they then would like it's basically the subtle knife, if you've ever read His Dark Materials. Anyway,
I read the first one, yeah.
So it's like they use this little crystal and then they kind of open up a portal into another realm.
Yeah.
And so they were doing portals in 86, man.
That's crazy, dude.
And so they go through these portals and then they end up in our world and then they're like, where are we? Just pretend we're dogs or whatever.
Okay.
And then they get kidnapped, dog-napped, put into a pound.
That was
and
like a real... adventure. In a lot of movies from like the 80s and 90s, getting dog-napped was like a sort of the main threat. A lot of movies about dogs. Like all the Homeward Bounds.
Yeah.
That TV show. Do you ever watch this TV show? Hey, it's TV shows that sound fake hour.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. Maybe Billy the Cat?
Hey, do you ever watch this TV show?
I remembered the name.
Yeah. Is it called Billy the Cat?
I'm pretty sure. And it was about a little boy that got turned into a cat by a wizard. And then he hung out with
cat
real...
with a K? Or C?
Oh, I remember Billy the Cat.
I don't remember. It's C or K.
Yeah, no, it's as you'd spell
cat. Yeah. Yeah, and he gets zapped by a wizard, and he's trying to find his way back.
Two seasons, buddy.
Bro,
you have two seasons.
That show, like, as like a 6-year-old child, gave me an existential crisis because I remember at 6 years old being like, "That boy has exchanged his adult lifespan for the lifespan of a cat, and he is under the pump because he needs to find the wizard to transform back into a little boy."
I was watching shows that
it's really sad, right?
So I guess one of the suggested questions is: does Billy the Cat become a boy again?
Yeah.
In order to keep his family from worrying, the magician also uses his magic to make his cat, Dandelion, assume Billy's own form and live with his family. No matter how much he begged during the series, Billy was never turned back into the boy.
That show stressed
used to
me
be.
The fuck out.
Why'd you keep watching
kid,
then, dude?
Because it was on TV.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And I was six.
I think, like, the shows I watched as a kid, none of them, like, they're all, like, not really made up
Transformers
stuff.
And shit?
No, I was watching, like, like the Hanna-Barbera stuff.
So, oh,
like,
yeah. Wacky Races.
Wacky Races, love Wacky Races. Love Top Cat.
Oh, yeah,
Top
dude.
Cat. What a Top Cat.
I watched a lot of Thunderbirds.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think if there was anything, like, made up.
Do you watch, like, any, like Flintstones, Jetsons?
Yeah,
like Hanna-Barbera, Scooby-Doo.
Liked
that
all
of
that stuff. Big
I
fan.
Tiny Toons. The Tiny Toons Vacation Adventure, I think, was one that I would watch often and repeatedly to the annoyance of my older brothers.
I think Tiny Toons I missed because it was like a cheese TV or a toasted TV sort of thing that was where you would watch it, and I never woke up early enough.
You know what got me recently?
Yeah.
Samurai Pizza Cats, because they come out with a video game.
Yeah, 20 years later.
Looks sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, surely I can't remember that I'm remembering it all.
Yeah, and like, and then I watched like, you know, classic kind of animes that pop around the time, like Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, Zoids. Really like the first two seasons of Zoids.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Beast Wars? I was a Beast Wars kid.
Beast Wars was sick.
Beast Wars was tight.
Beast Wars in my head is animated, but then...
No, it's like horrible CGI.
Speaking of horrible CGI, you ever watch a reboot? Kind of, it was around the same time.
No, but I do remember
awful.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Really? Because there were human characters in Reboot, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like in Beast Wars, they got away with the fact
that
they were like robots and sometimes animals, so it could look a bit gross.
Adventures of Alex Mack.
Oh, I loved Alex Mack, dude. She became goo.
Dude, water. Shiny goo, man.
That was sick.
She became water, and that was awesome. Mm. And then, like, round the twist, come on, surely there was something. I need something.
That didn't exist. What's your Billy the
Cat? What about Trapdoor?
Trapdoor. Yeah, what's Trapdoor? Grugs.
I think I hated Trapdoor.
Yeah.
I think I just generally was one of those ones where I hated it.
The song goes really, really hard.
Disgusting looking.
Don't you open that trapdoor!
Gogs?
I think
Gogs.
Gogs,
awesome.
Gogs rock, dude. So, talk about farts.
Mm.
That shit was full of farts.
Was Trapdoor the carer of the guy in it?
Yeah.
It was like a big chicken with an apron type thing. Or am I thinking of something else?
He was
like a chicken lady.
No, the guy, so in Trapdoor, there was the blue guy who was like the cook or whatever, and then there was a skeleton head, and then the famous Trapdoor. And then there was him upstairs, which was, you know, who he fed or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great shows.
Yeah, anyway, good show. Shrek, it's awesome now, I've decided.
You've come around.
So the trailer we get, if you haven't seen it, it's funny to listen to a podcast. It could go for about an hour for a 15-second trailer rather than watching the trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Shrek's scrolling through Shrek memes, and then his family look at the memes because he sees one where he's ripped, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And then everyone's there.
Everyone's there. Shrek's daughter says, ew! And then Cameron Diaz, Shrek's beautiful wife, says, yum, yum. Mm-hmm. That's hot. And then...
Love a muscular Shrek.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're like, Shrek 5, starring Eddie Murphy, Mike Myers, Cameron Diaz, and Zendaya? Oh, boy.
Damn.
It's a very horny voiceover.
Yeah, the voiceover guy is real horny for Zendaya.
He's horned up for Shrek.
And then...
for Zendaya, sorry. She is a Shrek.
Well,
Well, Shrek's
then,
the guy. It's ogre.
Yeah.
Ogre's the species.
Yeah. And then and then at the end it says, coming holidays 2026.
Yeah, so it's a while away.
Mm.
I was thinking of Count Dracula.
Oh, yes, Count Dracula.
Mm.
Yes. What do we think? I mean, the most obvious plot for this movie is that Shrek, because they didn't do this plot a lot in movies, especially kids' movies. Shrek can't connect with his daughter. They have an adventure. They connect. Bada bing, bada boom.
Or Shrek's daughter goes off on her own adventure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shrek spends most of the movie being like, me asshole! Because he keeps sitting on the wrong things.
So you're imagining it's like Zendaya's out there having like a Shrek adventure and then occasionally and we then just cut back to Shrek sitting on sharp rocks.
Shrek sitting on like strangely conical objects.
Fiona!
Fiona! I've been plugged again!
It's going then, me asshole!
Donkey! Give Fiona!
I'm getting fucked in the ass, donkey! By a rock! Can they show me?
Yeah, they can do that. Dude, they can do anything. It's
Yeah, he bends over and it's like, you know, bejeweled.
Like he's got a butt plug
in
there.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Wow. This is impressive.
This is very intense for a Shrek movie.
I reckon they mirror the first Shrek, but Zendaya's going on that.
Adventure and
she's going to rescue a princess.
Lad. Yeah.
I guess this is probably a good moment to talk about the fact that the internet's lost their fucking minds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a theory that because Zendaya's Shrek has blue eyes, yeah. which was the
eye only... color of the one of Shrek's boys, Fergus.
Yeah.
People say Shrek's daughter is trans. That would be awesome. DreamWorks is not doing that.
Yep. I don't know.
Look, that'd be fantastic.
No, but it's not happening.
Yeah. This is, come on.
You know, I think it's one of those things that actually started as someone like kind of just having fun online, being like, eh, look at this. Like, obviously, we know that DreamWorks just don't care about eye colors enough that whatever.
Yeah.
And then people sort of started running with it.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It would be sick if Shrek's daughter was trans. That would be awesome. But unfortunately, we don't live in that world.
Yeah. We also, like, imagine, I mean, going on the internet and saying, I'm angry because Shrek 5, the fifth entry in a Shrek, Shrek franchise, has gone woke because Shrek's daughter is trans now.
I love the idea of the kind of person who brings their child to see Shrek. One, that's funny because your kid will not respect. Kids don't care about Shrek.
Yeah, they only care about.
I don't know what kids want, dude.
Kids.
I couldn't tell you.
Kids like movies anymore.
What does a 13-year-old like?
Not Shrek. See, well, I mean, 13-year-olds have holes in their brain now because they can get pornography very easily.
Yeah.
13-year-olds just want to see honkers.
Yes,
and
dude.
Maybe play GTA 6.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Surely teens want to play GTA 6.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think so.
Only 13-year-olds, though.
Okay.
14 to 15, maybe.
Yeah.
Then there's a gap, and then 18 plus.
I think most, like, gooning has got to be just, like, on
gooning
the
and vaping?
Up. Gooning and vaping. You say, hey, kid, do you want to come see, hey, when daddy was young, I still call myself daddy. When daddy was young.
Your son has never respected you. Yeah. Right? So why try and earn his respect now?
Yeah. Can we let's role play it.
Who am I?
You're my child.
Well, okay. Why are you knocking?
Okay. Because I want to invite you to come see Shrek.
Yeah, okay.
Who am I in this?
You're my wife.
Okay, so I'm Bog?
Yeah. Hang on. I got to talk to my wife first.
Yep.
Well, Penunio?
Yes, Jackson.
I don't feel like I'm connecting with Bog.
Yeah, I know. He spends
all
day.
Bog doesn't respect me.
I know. He keeps spending all day in his room that he keeps referring to as his goon cave.
He just
I don't know what that is.
It scares me.
I thought goonie was like, is that when you're like.
No, it's my darling wife.
Yeah,
it's when
you
masturbate. No, it's when you masturbate. It's like edging. It's new edging. Yeah.
New edging? But we know edging.
Yeah, but no, but see, it's sort of like you masturbate your dick. Or our son's dick, sorry.
Yeah.
Until his he's like near orgasm and he keeps himself there for hours at a time.
Okay.
And vaping, which he's not allowed to do, but he does anyway. So I'm just gonna. I think
we should do something about this.
Well, he doesn't. I'm trying to discipline him, like, Dalim, but
you
it's
know
not
this,
working.
I just thought he was like playing make
fucked.
Believe that he was some sort of like
Bog's
henchman
fucked.
Or something to like.
No.
Like he was a goon or something.
Can you and your Bog's
goon.
Fucked.
Dude.
Completely fucked, but I'm going
to
try
to. We need to see someone,
Penunia,
like a therapist.
Before we take
okay,
him to
Penunia,
for the love of God, before we take him
Goonie.
To a therapist, I'm going to take him to see Shrek 5. Wait there.
Okay.
Hey, sorry, squad. My fuckhole dad's knocking on the door.
Hey there, champ.
I'm gaming.
Daddy's going to go see the new Shrek 5. He loved it when he was a kid.
What a Shrek. You're such a loser, Dad.
No, you get no
bitches.
I'm married to your... I'm fucking your mom, actually.
So L plus ratio.
So
mom's not even hot.
So I actually get some bitches. Okay, your mom's a bitch, and I get her. So,
mom, Dad just called you a bitch.
Shut up.
What?
Penunia, I didn't.
I've been looking at gooning, and this is the image that came up.
Oh, no,
is this what our son is doing?
Yes, he's fucked. Bog. Daddy's gonna go to see Shrek 5. Would you like to come with him?
Hey, squad, I'm back. Sorry about my fuckhole dad. Yeah, he gets no bitches. He's not even Sigma.
And then I go sit in the car, and I don't turn it on, but I just do this.
Bog, are you gooning up there?
Don't come in!
Are you... I'm hearing a vape.
You gotta let him vape.
No, that's, the wind.
Okay, sweetie. Well, then I'll be ready at 6.
You coddle him, Penunia. You coddle Bog. I'm going to send you away to the army. It's military school for Bog.
Yeah, that's actually awesome. I've dropped so much with the boys that violence at the war doesn't actually affect my brain because I've been radicalized.
And then I go see Shrek 5 alone. Mm. And I'm
getting medals of honor.
I'm crying the whole time. So, what became of my life?
Shrek's beautiful daughter.
I wish Shrek's beautiful daughter and beautiful wife were my family.
Yeah, yeah. I've been looking at this goon. What if we goon together?
Okay, things are looking up. Gooning with the missus.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. I don't care about my annoying son because I'm gooning with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people give a shit about Shrek?
I don't know. Is this movie designed
for... Who's this for?
That Shrek 5 will probably get close, if not will make $1 billion.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What I mean is...
Because Shrek memes are crazy.
Yeah.
So, but they're not... Shrek in memes doesn't go fully out of favor ever. Mm.
Shrek remains funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tim and Eric are to blame for that. You know that?
Huh?
Yeah. So during Shrek 3, this is true. So during Shrek 3, this is very Trump. This is true.
Okay.
Many such
true.
Cases.
Okay.
No, so during Shrek 3, Tim and Eric, and they were right, thought it would be really, really funny to do a bunch of unpaid promotion for Shrek 3. So they filmed, they did the first Shrek memes where they did a bunch of fake. Like ads for Shrek 3 talking about how great it's going to be.
Mm.
And that's kind of like where it started and spiraled off into becoming a sort of
very good
cultural, you know.
Tim and Eric made Rango funny for me.
Yeah. How'd they do that?
During the press tour for Tim and Eric Billion Dollar Movie, they kept insisting that they were pissed off with the final product because they've been Rangoed, and that the studio edited and deleted scenes from Rango to help with optics in their movie.
That's
awesome. And that it doesn't even make sense because their movie's not animated, but the studio won't budge and their whole movie's been Rangoed.
God, that rules. Tim and Eric Billion Dollar Movie is so funny because it's... did so badly and they hate it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. But yeah, Shrek has never lost cultural cachet.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what did the last Shreks do? And also, I'm like, I get this is like question. Coming off the back of like, you know, these weird sort of like long, like either long awaited or like gaps in between sequels. But then like Inside Out 2, that made all the money in the world.
Exactly. I think Shrek 4 was great. I love Shrek
4. So yeah, like I don't know if I've seen anything past maybe Shrek 2.
Shrek 3 stinks. Shrek 3 is the worst Shrek.
Yeah, but did they, was it diminishing returns or was it all
I don't know financially, but Shrek 4 is like
a... He's the man in the...
Shrek
in the,
1
the
made
box
488 million worldwide. Mm-hmm. Shrek 2 made... $932 million worldwide, I think at that point in time was the highest grossing animated movie of all time.
Damn.
Shrek the Third, $808 million worldwide.
That's crazy.
So it's still doing well. Bit of a dip, but...
Yeah, but like, when you're dipping it, you have number one.
Yeah.
You have number one and then number 10. You're not that upset.
That's what I mean. Like, it's a bit of a, like,
but
a slight
dip. But the studios probably were upset.
Yeah, of course.
And then Shrek one made 900. Why did it make over
And then disaster struck with Shrek Forever After. It made $752 million worldwide.
Yeah.
Why is it taking them
this long to make a Shrek 5?
Mike Myers?
Well, I think, because I remember there was talks
Eddie
of like,
Murphy? I don't know.
There was talks of like a reboot for ages and of like a new cast.
Oh, you know what? It's because they made Puss in Boots straight after and that didn't do so well.
Okay.
That made $555 million worldwide.
What about The Last Wish? Because that is a shockingly good film.
And I think did shock honor. It did fine. $481 million.
It's like a genuine. Have you seen that?
No, I really should, though.
Yeah.
I hear it's great.
Like, we watched it in the drive-in. As a bit of a, like, you know, oh, we, you know.
Whatever, you're chucking it.
Whatever, let's go to the drive-in. What's on? Oh, Puss in Boots, who cares? Oh, this is really good.
Yeah, I remember.
Genuinely.
It did,
shockingly good.
Very,
it pulls on like heartstrings. It's like a really good coherent story. You understand what Puss is doing. You're like,
the animation style is cool.
Yeah, it looks great. That's
the villain
thing
is
so
good.
The other movie that used the animation style of Puss in Boots: The Last Witch, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Mutant Mayhem, made $181 million.
That's
worldwide.
So sad.
That movie's good, and there'll never be a
the
sequel.
The dialogue's awesome. It's
because
it's
teens riffing.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfect. As something which, speaking of animation, there's a lot of people shit talking.
Yeah,
the new Shrek 5 animation. Well, they say Shrek looks different, which he does.
Yeah, because 15 years have passed.
15 years have passed. Shrek's old now.
Uh-huh.
And also, Shrek 1 looks like shit.
Yeah. And I think there's some legitimacy to this. I'll go out there. I agree with these people. Where they're like, the point of the Shrek style was that it was kind of making fun of like the Disney movies. So they tried to make it realistic-ish. And so it's meant to look ugly. And yeah. So the new one is very stylized. But also, who cares?
Yeah, it's funny because Fiona...
And also Shrek's old because, he is old now, you know?
His head is a different shape, maybe?
There's definitely a change in the animation. Donkey's got a goatee now, you know?
Yeah.
Donkey shouldn't have facial hair.
Well, his
whole face is hair.
He's all hair. I think whatever. I think if you're going to sacrifice some of that, like, the DreamWorks Shrek style to get that kind of... Because it's sort of in the Puss in Boots style of animation now. Whatever. If it looks good, it looks good. Who cares?
Oh, someone fixed the Shrek 5 trailer.
Oh, thank
good God.
Shout out to Steve Kong. Cousin of Donkey, I'm guessing.
I would imagine, dude. I would imagine, yeah.
What did they fix?
They probably just made Shrek look more like traditional Shrek, you know?
Well, like...
I think it's nice that everyone's aged up. I think that's great.
Looking at the... someone's just on the comparison, whatever, like, you know, very, very quick thing. And I was like, that doesn't... Who cares? Like, it's just technology has improved.
Yeah.
The
absolutely.
Fix he did was make his eyes wider apart, and that's it.
Yeah.
So maybe Steve Kong, actually, you do deserve a shout out because that's a funny thing to do. Be like, I fixed the Shrek 5 trailer, and all you did was move Shrek's eyes. Slightly.
Yeah.
I've heard somewhere, I don't know if this is true, but that the reason Shrek doesn't look like the original Shrek is that the files or whatever, or the program they used to make the first Shrek movies, DreamWorks just no longer has access to, you know, shit like that happens where you just lose.
Yeah.
So that they're like, well, whatever, we're starting again. Doesn't matter. Whatever. The movie's going to do well. Mm. Don't worry, Shrek heads.
Mm. Yeah, because what's the gap been between
16 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, probably enough time has passed that you'll get, millennials?
Yeah. You'll get millennials to go see this movie.
I can't afford a house, but I can afford to go see Shrek 5.
Goddamn Shrek 5, okay?
I can forget about my terrible son, Bog.
What the fuck?
I can watch Shrek 5 and go home and goon with the missus.
Yeah, exactly. That's at least the silver lining of my goddamn life.
My family's getting into fucked up stuff and stealing my thunder. Her mom talking about gooning?
Gooning's cringe now, dude.
Dude, gooning's so cringe.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we dropping?
What happened? I raised Bog so poorly,
You named him Bog, I reckon.
That was a bad start. Who do we think's going to come back for this movie? Do we think we're going to see all the old faces?
Farquaad will be the villain of this movie, I reckon.
You reckon? Because
they're going to go full legacy sequel mode.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you reckon how are they going to do it?
Or is it just going to be like, here he is, who cares, shut up?
They'll just be like, here's... The Halloween one wasn't canon.
Yeah.
Dragon will one day just take a shit and he's he's fine.
Okay. Dragon, what's wrong? And she'll be like,
whoa! Lord Farquaad's in my asshole.
She does a big
That's her first line of dialogue.
Oh, she speaks now.
Yeah.
She's got a real mouth on her.
Yeah.
And then she does horrible diarrhea up against the wall.
Yeah. Well,
Farquaad's in it.
You saw Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, that's true. There is a dragon's asshole in that movie.
Yeah.
He puts his hand... You don't see it.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah, the Robert Downey Jr. movie.
Dr. Doolittle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said dragon?
Yeah,
so in Dr. Doolittle, the Robert Downey Jr. classic...
Okay.
He has to go...
We were talking about the Eddie Murphy Dr. Doolittle.
No, that would be
awesome. I've seen those films. A monkey drink wine. Now, there was a dragon in that?
The end of that movie is that he's got to help a dragon out who's got an impacted colon because they ate so much treasure.
Okay.
Which doesn't really make...
Let me
tell you, the expression on that dragon's face when the treasure and bagpipes come out of her asshole is not the expression I would have animated.
And also,
too much pleasure. Yeah, okay. It's very
maybe
saucy.
Feel good.
It's very weird.
Yeah, but then she also does
like,
she's almost biting her lip.
It's when the action would be like when you're starting a lawnmower.
Yeah.
She also, so not only is she making that facial expression, she also does a huge fart while that happens.
You're telling me that wouldn't feel good if you were that packed up with that much treasure?
I don't think it would make me horny.
You know when you watch a scene in a movie and you're like, this is probably like 1% of people's sexual awakening?
Yeah.
That's what that scene was like.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
That's exciting for whoever that is.
Yeah.
I'd like to see something that's my sexual going to sleep, but it closes me off sexually. I think
accidentally jamming
jamming
your cock in a car door, Erica would do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I never want to use this.
That's funny, you're on the other side, and I've just like closed the door and I'm just staring at you. Jackson, what's wrong? I guess I'm never having sex again.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I think you guys
can keep going, but in the course of this episode, which you head to YouTube.com, you can watch, I drank 1 liter of water, and boy, do I need to piss.
Go piss, dude.
I'm going to go piss. Go, keep go going, piss. Though.
Yeah, of course. We never stop, dude, just because you're not here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, who do we think's okay, Farquaad?
I was thinking, like, if we were doing, like, you know, if they give a shit about canon, who knows if they do? Because it could be Farquaad is, like, possessing somebody.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
His ghost
is back,
and now it's whatever. Or it's, like, maybe it's, like, Farquaad's heir.
You know, I think that's probably more likely.
Before, I don't know.
I can see them doing...
I don't know Shrek lore.
Yeah.
I can barely remember them. As is.
I've got an encyclopedic knowledge
that does not
of all
me.
Shrek movies in my head. Okay. Well, if they bring, maybe it is more realistic for them to be like, it's Farquaad's, what's his name? Prince Handsome?
Mm-hmm.
Prince Charming. Oh, sorry. Maybe it'll be like Prince Charming, who was always like Shrek's foil, at least from number 2 and 3. And then like maybe Prince Charming's had a handsome son and Zendaya falls in love with him and they do a Romeo and Juliet style movie.
I was going to say, could it be a like a Romeo and Juliet, but it's got like either like the heir of like, yes, Prince Charming or like the heir of Lord Farquaad or something like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you can't date that boy. He's a charming.
Well, yeah, maybe they do like, so like, we kind of talked about this before recording. Shrek 2 is Look Who's Coming to Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Where
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Sorry. I'm confusing that with Look Who's Talking.
Mm.
Yeah. No, so where
Shrek would be the answer.
Shrek
in that
is
case,
talking
yeah.
and the donkey. Where
Oh yeah, actually. Well, hey. First movie is mostly about how donkey doesn't shut the fuck because donkey is a normal donkey, right?
Yeah,
at the start of the movie.
he's got a spell on him or something.
Yeah, donkey's a normal donkey and then a fairy
something like
makes
that.
Him talk.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure he's in a cage at the start.
Yeah, because they're doing the whole like.
Or is he pretending to be a normal donkey?
He's pretending to be because they want him.
Right.
They're rounding
oh, that's
up
right.
all the magical things. Yeah. He's just like I'm a normal donkey, and
I'm
then
a normal
he gets
donkey.
The thingy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can fly now. Eat my whole asshole.
Yeah, that's right.
I can fly now. I've been the talking donkey this whole time. I'm gonna fly up and shit on you
all.
And then the spell ends. He's like,
yeah.
In the morning, I'm making waffles.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always been a talking donkey.
Yeah.
Classic. Mm. Classic donkey.
But yeah, maybe they'll do me that what we're saying where you were going piss mode.
Yeah, this was great, by the way. Thanks for asking.
It's fabulous, dude. Is it maybe
really healthy color.
Oh, good.
Because I've been drinking
some
water.
Yeah. That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Is it maybe they'll do like a Romeo and Juliet thing where Shrek's daughter falls in love with Prince Charming's son and they do, because like I was going to say, it's always had like these overtones of like racism, basically, where Fiona's parents are like, you can't date an ogre, that's no good. And then Shrek tries to make himself a white guy, and then in the end he's back to Shrek and they're like, oh no, this is who we are. So I wonder if they'll do sort of try and do like the mid-2000s Coming to Dinner, where it was Bernie Mac was the dad.
Yeah, the movie Guess Who.
Maybe the good movie Guess Who, where Shrek's like, you can't be dating a charming. No, you gotta date ogres.
Yeah. You gotta keep blood pure.
I don't think that this movie's gonna try and say anything.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's Shrek 5.
Yeah.
And they wanna make $1 billion.
Yeah.
They do not need the internet to say it's woke or not woke.
Yeah,
they're gonna just
they want the Mario Brothers thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're just gonna like thread that needle so it is both woke and not woke at the same time.
That's true.
Interesting.
Woke and trad. Because the thing about the Shrek movies is that like they're like about stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
What's
and
Shrek
they have,
the
like,
Third about?
Well, Shrek the Third stinks. Shrek the Third's so weird, man.
Let's see, it's like half
done. Like, so it's bizarre.
So I guess if the right wing media starts going on about that Zendaya's in this and maybe he's the main character.
Yeah. They say
that could be that it's gone woke.
Yeah.
You know, we're following.
It's a girl.
It's a girl. You know, we wanted to, you know, it's a Shrek 5.
Yeah.
It should be, you know.
Should be about Shrek.
It should be about Shrek. We're ruining the sanctimony of Shrek.
Yeah, exactly.
So that Shrek's gets like, you know, that gets, you know, we get the legs fired up.
Now, how do we make Shrek conservative?
How do you make it conservative? Okay.
Maybe.
Well, Shrek's still a hero.
Yeah. Maybe they do the...
He wants to build a wall around his swamp.
Drain the swamp joke. Lock it in, dude.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's the right amount of dated and also...
Not dated,
that it's perfect for Shrek.
Yeah.
And we should lock her up, is what he'll say.
Yeah.
Oh, if it is Charming's son...
Why hasn't Trump put Clinton in jail? He can now.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
Look, it might still happen.
Mm. Yeah.
At the time of recording, Hillary Clinton hasn't been arrested.
The day is young.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know what could happen.
I don't know if I got tricked by something, but I feel like... that Trump recently inferred that groceries will be free now.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
But that's not obviously true.
It's awesome to say groceries will be free at the same time as saying that there's going to be... Isn't it like there's going to be a tariff on, like, internal...
Mm.
Anyway, farmers are about to lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
And even really more cool if they have to sell their groceries for free.
real cool. Like,
they'll be making $0.
at time of recording, I think I was reading this morning... Trump very, very happy and very pleased that he finally got rid of that law that was like, hey, we shouldn't take bribes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wonder why. It seems crazy that was, first off, that was a law.
Yeah.
That really, you shouldn't. And real funny that was like, that's on the cards to get nixed, you know? Interesting stuff.
Well, and
no one cares. No one cares, I guess.
Okay, that's people fine. Are going to be like, why is baseless speculation once again dipping into American politics? Yeah. Shut up about politics. Hey, no, first of all. And second of all, don't worry, it's coming for us too. Yeah. When our conservative fuckwit future prime minister wins the election.
I was saying this today. So either I'm really looking forward to like hopefully one of two things.
Yeah.
Is that either Trump declares martial law or he starts a trade like he starts implementing tariffs onto Australia before our election.
Mm.
Because I think if he commits like if he starts like declaring martial law, hopefully it's Australia will be like, wow, that is a terrible thing.
Too much.
Declaring war on Europe might also stop that, which is also maybe on the cards.
So there's a couple of things that might happen because it happened in Canada, where it was looks like the Conservative Party looked like they were definitely on the up and up.
They were a shoo-in,
and then out of nowhere, they're like, you're going to be our next state, and we're going to war with you. And then suddenly everyone's like, oh, hang on a second, let's
we'll see.
Around
Anthony Albanese, if you're listening, and I know you are,
because
you're currently doing the podcast rounds, I'm going to need you to do a full 180 on your personality and grow a spine.
Yes.
I think that will really help.
I think the Australian people will really appreciate that.
We really like when our leaders have a spine.
Yeah, we're really fans of that.
You look at some of
the... It's rare.
You look at Turnbull, once again, you're like, it's great that once he left... Oh, look at that. There's his spine.
Where was that?
You know, there's the spine. You clearly you had the spine.
Yeah.
But when you had the power to do shit.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You seem to have misplaced that spot.
Yeah, what the hell?
What's up with that?
You're
what's
a guy crazy? From Housing Commission's Anthony Albanese, yet you hate the homeless.
What's that about, dude? I think it is really funny that based on speculation, it's just hard to talk about Shrek 5.
The world is on fire.
When the world's about to end, it's hard to care about Shrek 5.
When the world is like, hey, we're going to be entering potential, World War 3. No, you are. Anyway, it's crazy to think if World War 3 was to kind of like happen, it's like, it's crazy to imagine
that we're going to be enlisted.
Who's on which block, who's in which, like the axis of evil? Who's on that side right now? We got Russia.
And then who else?
Russia, Israel, America, North Korea.
What a group,
hey, don't worry though, because I reckon Germany, by trying really hard to not be the bad guys again, will fuck this up like they have been recently, and they'll be like, we're with America.
That's another thing as well. It's wonderful.
They're with Israel.
Yeah. I know, but then it's just like the party that got elected, and Trump's like, hell yeah, like conservative thing. But that party hates Trump.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful to witness. It's wonderful to be part of life.
It'd be really, I think, people would be sad if they no longer got based on speculation because we were on the front line.
Here's my base prediction. Baseless speculation. My swing for the fence for Shrek 5.
Yeah.
We will be in the trenches when this comes out. Baseless speculation will have taken up arms because our government said so.
As a bit of a last, my swing for the fence, the last ditch, just like a little bit of like bit of joy that the producers of Shrek are like, I understand that movies do no longer exist. So we're just going to try and beam the unfinished version of Shrek to everyone's phone. If you can watch it, great.
In the trenches, you can watch this pre-rendered animations.
I'm lining
silently
up.
Just like, there in your bunker being
I've been conscripted. Donkey. I'm in line to get the Neuralink, the chip that makes me kill myself.
That's a bad,
And I get Shrek 5 on my phone.
I don't want to tell Elon Musk how to do his job, but that's not what I do with soldiers.
Maybe it'll work.
What's that? Hang on a second. So this chip that I've made, and I'm just shoving into monkeys' brains.
Making them kill themselves.
That I'm saying is doing really good. And that is actually killing monkeys. And you got a department over there that is maybe going to investigate me. Maybe what happens instead? What if, as a crazy idea, and this is not a there's no vested interest here. There's no corruption. What if we just shut that down because I say so?
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. That's a good idea.
Yeah, cool.
I like the idea of us at the army base, and like you come into the mess hall and you're like, where's Dusha? And I'm like, oh, he got enlisted to the, Elon Musk death squad? We're like, oh, that's so sad.
They made him strong by giving him a neurotrink. Oh, the chip that makes him kill himself.
That's a real bummer, dude.
He's got a good 2 weeks.
Before
where he's like the Ubermensch.
But then
I have no thoughts anymore.
No.
Nice, dude.
Only monkey thoughts.
Something went really wrong with the chip.
I'm an ape now, and I will kill myself.
Turns out what they were doing was just like, the Neuralink was actually to get the personalities of a chimp. So that when it was implemented into humans, it would override. And chimps love warfare.
The reason all the chimps were killing themselves?
Because they couldn't get their hands on a gun.
They really
wanted to.
Standing chimps in line for Gruul 2.
For our Mr. Feastables.
Planes are falling out of the sky. Incompetently made.
Yep.
And we're the future is awesome.
Hey, remember when we did a podcast?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And you'll be like, stop bringing it up.
You remember all those leaked footages of all the Neuralink with their dying grass, the monkeys would write in their own blood? Why no tank?
Boop, 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 boop. Professor X.
Jackson,
I will shoot you with my gun.
I'm going to American sniper you.
Boop, boop, boop. Remember?
Yeah,
I remember.
It was funny.
It was good. I wonder what Thor would do in this situation.
Yeah. It'd
be cool if Asgard was a real place that could really take me away,
Remember when Dusha was my son, Bog?
It was pretty funny.
That was a
now
funny
he's
riff.
Dead in 2 weeks.
He's got that ape chip in him.
Do you reckon Trump will try and shut down Hollywood?
Maybe.
Wouldn't shock me.
Who knows, dude?
Well, the recession starts pretty much today recording because the tariffs have just come in.
I wonder, once again, how long until we get martial law?
Yeah.
Will this be like a... Okay.
Yeah.
Swing for the Fences, World War III.
Yeah.
Is it less country v. country this time and more a global civil war?
Oh, yeah.
Potentially.
Could be.
It could, like, because, again, like, America ain't unified.
No.
Like, it is very much divided. And, again, they kind of want, in a weird way, they kind of want that. Well, yeah. The idea is, like, right, it's, like, tank the economy, all that kind of stuff, so that the oligarchs can come in and just, you know, for, like, you know, sets all the dollar kind of stuff, buy a bunch of, like, capital and resources. And so then it's just kind of like, you know, they're hoping for the upswing, and later on, hence, like, you know, I guess the downfall of Russia, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Russia, where it was, like, the same thing happened, right? And so I guess they're hoping for that upswing later on, like later down the track. But however, I don't know. You've got like a population that has access to a lot of arms. I don't know. It just feels that you're doing. I guess tanking the economy and doing all that kind of stuff to kind of enrich in all your friends and the rich again. But you're doing it to a population that may fight back pretty hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you end up, he's gone so hard so fast that maybe America's just in an abusive relationship now.
Yeah,
the
way,
like, the people that hate him. Because I guess also, like, he is just a man, and we've seen that that's...
Yeah.
You can kill Matt.
Exactly. Yeah. You can get a power up, and you can just take that mechanism. You can just do a couple things.
But if he... Because he's made so many big, sweeping claims and then just done them.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's made himself seem bigger than he is. Mm. Again, he is just a man.
Again, and an old man. But it's that kind of, what's the argument? Like, it's the debate technique. It's like the Gish Gallop or something like that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
I'm going to just basically spew a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And you're so, like,
frazzled
by
it.
The first, like, little bit of bullshit that you're like, hang on a second. And you start arguing about that little bit of bullshit. Then there's like 10 more bullshits that come your way. And so I think it's like that's what's happening, but like to a larger scale of just like we're dismantling everything you know and love, which is it's crazy to me that it's happening this way because I'm like the conservatives own like all branches, like they could have through legislation done all this without too much like pushback because they own everything.
It's just crazy how easy it is to dismantle a country that has existed for like
and pretty quickly
multiple
too.
Hundred years.
Yeah. I mean, it's a couple of swings to the fences on new legislations or like things that are going to happen in the next 12 months. I think banks are going to become illegal for some reason.
Yeah, nice.
Well, it's already kind of been like we should go for the crypto.
Yeah, true. Banks becoming illegal is kind of a sure bet.
Yeah, banks will become illegal.
Okay. What else?
What else could he do?
Yeah. It's kind of hard because the things that are ridiculous he's doing.
Yeah.
You know?
I reckon
he's going to invent.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's going to be three terms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, three terms. It's crazy. Have you seen Civil War, like the A24?
No.
Alex Garland.
Yeah. So they never really mention what sort of happened in that whole like thing.
Well, they very much kept it very vague, intentionally.
Close to the chest,
The one thing they do mention is that, like, one of the reasons that it all fell to shit is, when President Offerman. He went for a third term.
Yeah.
Like he's like, he didn't step down and was like, I'm doing a third term.
Yeah.
And that was a thing that was like, no. We're all going.
Well,
I guess. So it's like very interesting.
Maybe
like
it's one
in
of
that,
the most
like
prescient films of our time.
But then it's like, yeah, sure. Like that in that fictional film, that was a thing that caused the Civil War or like was one of the things.
Yeah.
And that was one of the big things that they mentioned. I am curious if it will even matter.
I think
it's just like, I think it's been floated enough that people have been worn down enough to be like, well, why shouldn't he?
Yeah,
he didn't get, you know, because like it's unfair when you think about it. Most presidents get like, you know, when they get two terms, because the thing is, like, it was two terms, it was consecutive terms, like 8 years. He didn't get that. It's unfair. And like President Garfield, he should have gotten a second term. And you're right, we should change that to amend that to be like, you can't run, you know, again, if you have two consecutive.
Yeah, of course.
Makes sense.
I don't think it'll lead to a civil war.
Yeah.
Not at all. Sorry.
It's just fucked. It's just
I'm getting on board a SpaceX rocket knowing that I'm about to plummet into the earth.
They did heaps of stuff to you.
Dude.
Did you speak up like when they recruited me?
They asked for volunteers?
They were like, we are fucking this man's life.
want to try and we race to see what kills him first. Trump, Elon heard some of the things I claimed about his horrible robot penis.
And he was like, that's it.
Disgusting.
We're killing this man.
Shrek 5.
Yeah, right. Shrek Zendaya. 5, I guess.
Who was Zendaya in that movie once? Michi?
Zendaya is
she
Michi.
Was Michi.
There'll be a reference to that.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I reckon there also might be Zendaya because they're leaning so heavily on Zendaya's casting, which seems weird to me because she is a big name.
Yeah, but she's not like, crazy.
It's not like
it's actually like when I saw
I'm
Zendaya
pretty sure she's
was
in
this.
Sing 1 and 2. Yeah, so what, like
but like is she's like the she's one of those actors now that's it. You know how there's some actors that are just in movies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, yeah, they're in movies. That's Zendaya. She's like, she's in a movie, I'm not shocked, because she's in movies. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, I don't know why they're like, what the hell, Zendaya? What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. But presumably there will be Spider-Man references.
Yep.
There will be Dune references in this movie.
Yeah.
There'll probably be a Mad Max reference, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. The time. It'll be like something about, riding the worm, whatever it is. You know,
That'll
be
Link's
like
the lip sync battle reference because that was when Tom Holland sung Umbrella. That was against Zendaya.
What about this? Putting this out there.
Remember that, you know that video?
No, I'm thinking how they would incorporate like the Umbrella Ella.
I think they'll just, this
oh, they'll just
for,
do that.
Do it? Yeah, they'll just do it. My swing for the fence is Tom Holland will be in this movie for a cameo.
Oh, yeah. Tom Holland cameo for like Prince Charming's son, Boy Charming.
Oh, I don't even know if he'll be that much of a cast member. I can just imagine for a scene where they do the umbrella thing, it is Tom Holland.
Or Zendaya Ogre's ex.
Yeah.
But like an ex that Shrek didn't know about.
Yeah.
Like
one
that had to like really be quite like,
redo the opening of Shrek 1 where like Shrek's getting ready and it's a disgusting day with Fiona?
No, I don't think so.
They're going to do it with Zendaya.
You reckon? Well, that's what question I was going to ask. Do you think Zendaya will be disgusting in this movie? You reckon?
Yeah. Huh. And for that 1%, it's going to be awesome.
That's very funny that we were talking about this in Hancock.
Yeah.
To be like, let Zendaya be gross.
They definitely make Fiona gross at points in it.
I don't think she ever farts.
Definitely burps, right?
Yeah.
She might burp, but I don't think she ever farts, and I don't think she's ever... Oh, maybe she does, actually. Maybe there's a scene where they're like, together, and they both fart in the water.
Fiona fart in Shrek.
In Shrek.
All Fiona fart scenes compilation is definitely going to come up for you.
Surely.
Did you mean
uploaded
Fiona?
By Joel Boucher.
Princess Fiona farts in the musical Shrek the Musical.
Yeah, but does she fart in Shrek?
Sutton Foster, who played Fiona in the musical, said that Fiona enjoys farting and burping.
That's awesome.
That rocked.
She farts, because
enjoy farting and burping. I mean, like,
isn't
it's a thing you can enjoy?
Enjoys farting and burping.
That's interesting.
You can't
that's
even enjoy farting.
Oh, on our Shrek, every time Fiona burps or farts,
there you go.
Let me have a quick squeeze.
You knew
what
it was
this
real.
Is.
You knew it was real.
Oh yeah, it's a compilation.
Told you. I know the fucking internet.
That's
and then
awesome.
First comment with 12 upvotes.
Yeah.
Is this a fetish thing?
No,
of course
dude,
it is.
It's not.
Dude,
it's normal.
It's just funny.
It's just funny. Farts are funny,
exactly,
dude.
Exactly. Mm. Let's just... Oh, there she goes doing a burp. Oh, there she farts in a bath.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shrek also farts.
Yeah,
oh,
that's the scene you were remembering.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there she goes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really good.
Yep. She burps at a snake.
Awesome. Why people Charlie's Angels came out at roughly the same time as Shrek.
Sure.
If you're going to get sexually awoken by something, why pick Shrek? Charlie's Angels is right there, Cameron Diaz.
Well,
she's in those.
Well, because like,
it's
you
not
know,
a choice. I know.
Not just that, but you're more inclined to go see Shrek.
Yeah.
Because you understand, like, because especially when you're going from like child to teen, you're going to be like, well,
I like cartoon.
Toon is good. I'm not going to see, I don't want to see Charlie's Angels because like, I'm boy and that girl.
Girls.
And that for girl. No, thank you.
Any boy that made that decision, I reckon Idiot. 3 years
Fool.
Later would have been like, I am the
Fool.
Stupidest child.
Oh, 100%.
I could have convinced my parents to take me to the horniest movie ever made.
But also,
but instead
if you're
of being sexually awakened by like
Shrek fodder.
I'm like, yeah, sexy wibbled latex. Now I'm jerking off to like dragon porn.
Yeah.
God
but,
damn it.
But also, you got to think, you're on the cusp of your sexual awakening. Charlie's Angels might be intimidating.
That's true.
You're like,
I might cum my pants in the movies.
Like, I'm having these feelings. I don't know what the fuck they are. oh, I'm scared of them. Mm. You go see Shrek, those feelings need a channel. Fiona farts, you're fucked. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe Zendaya will fart in the movie.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be an actual fart from Zendaya.
Yeah.
Her character will fart.
Not going to get her in the recording booth?
I think that if...
All right, Zendaya, let's stop talking. Just get in there, just improvise.
Yeah, just have a bit of fun with it.
Let her rip.
If you could just, like, move the mic, just down a bit. Perfect.
No script. We're going to go off script for this one. Just, like, feel it out.
Do what you want. There's some beans in the corner if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
If a female celebrity was captured farting for real, it would the internet would become
Don't worry, we're gonna sell the pop filter at an auction to help fund this film,
because streamers and stuff would have absolutely done it.
Yeah,
but like,
do you think what celebrities have been caught farting? Surely some.
Whoopi Goldberg,
yeah, well, famously.
Yeah, but like yeah, but like, I'm trying to think, because there's Zendaya, I'm trying to think of who else is in that, like, age bracket.
Yeah.
Because, like, I could imagine someone like Jennifer Lawrence doing it, but she's older now.
Yeah.
I say older now. I think she's my age.
Yeah. But I know what you mean. She's not. Do you think that Zendaya is of, like, the same level as Cameron Diaz was for Shrek 1? Like, in terms of, like, celebrity status and, like, quote-unquote sex symbol, you know, like,
probably.
That kind of...
I don't know. It's a star power is very different.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Because,
well,
again, we don't really have, like, you know, like, you looked at it, how it was, like, was it Paul Newman, Robert Redford, and then it kind of went to then the, you know, the next generation kind of stuff, and it was like, oh, yeah, we got Tom... I was going to say Tom Clooney. No, that's not his name.
George Clooney
and Brad Pitt. But then there wasn't a next jump. Well, was there one to be like, oh, we're trying to do like Leo.
Yeah. People say the death of the movie star and stuff. But I think also, you know, Shrek 1, Fiona farts in the bath.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was 1% of the population that were like, I can't wait to go home and jack my dick or pussy off.
Mm.
Yes. But we didn't know about those people because nobody we were extremely not online.
Those people
existed in secret.
Exactly.
Now, when Zendaya farts, that's all that will be on Twitter.
Well, that's the thing, right? Again, it's like...
And monkeys killing themselves and Elon Musk reposting it, being like, this is what I was good, actually.
And I was scrolling through it, being like, what am I doing to myself?
Well, again, you have that, right? Of like, yes, Fiona doing a fart in a bath and everyone being like, how funny.
That's funny.
And then you kind of flash forward to, say, Zootopia, where we have very sexy lion men dancing in hot pants. Mm-hmm. And everyone being like, come on.
Yeah, like, you know what you're doing.
And they're like, no.
What?
So,
what do you mean?
Yeah.
I think Cameron Diaz had more hits. Zendaya's a hard one because Euphoria is massive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spider-Man is obviously enormous, but she's not the main character.
Yeah.
But she is in it. But also people aren't like, I love Spider-Man because of Zendaya.
Well, and I think a weird thing about...
She's in June, but June's weird.
A weird thing about Cameron Diaz as well is that... Because
Cameron Diaz had fucking... There's Something About Mary.
Yeah, she was in funny, sexy films.
Mm.
So like when Cameron Diaz...
The Mask, where her entire character is she's so hot that the Mask...
Brother.
Can't stop coming in his pants.
Sucks so much.
Is it? Do you think that it's awesome that he goes from incel Stanley Ipkiss to sexual predator the Mask?
It's crazy.
There's no in between.
It's like a movie that it makes. I can't even begin. I watched that movie and I was stomping around my house for the rest of the day.
It literally plays like an incel fantasy.
It's such a bad movie. It's also just a bad movie. Yeah. Like nothing follows on logically from anything else.
But he says smoking.
He does say smoking.
He does the maraca dancey thing.
Yeah.
Remember the maraca dance?
It goes for like 1 million years.
Yeah.
I'm 40 now. But anyway, Cameron Diaz was in funny, sexy movies. Zendaya isn't.
Yeah.
And obviously, I saw there was an interesting thing on Twitter recently that this reminds me of, where somebody was like, why do so many men have foot fetishes and like dirty underwear fetishes, but you don't hear it as much for women? And then one of the explanations was, well, because, you know, in society, we have this idea of women as these like perfect, clean, you know, separate in a glass case kind of objects. So when there's something quote unquote disgusting about them, it's like, oh, she's
taboo.
She's got dirty socks. Oh my god, women are meant to be clean, but with a fella, it's like, yeah, they're all disgusting. The guy's socks is just like normal or whatever. But anyway, but Cameron Diaz had already kind of broken the seal by being in like a movie like Something About Mary.
She got coming to her.
We're like, oh, that's funny. But Zendaya hasn't had that movie.
No,
so I think her farting in the bath different to Cameron Diaz farting in the bath.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it'll make people hornier.
Yeah.
I guess.
Zendaya was Lola Bunny as well in Space Jam and New Legacy.
That's true.
Didn't, like, and Zendaya did the tennis challenges. Three-way.
Yeah. But that's like a serious horny movie.
There's also no sex in that movie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just sexual tension.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's not been in, like, a funny, flirty. Anyway, I think the scene, society has changed so much that when Zendaya farts in the bath,
that's different.
It's going to break
it's
the
hit
internet.
Different, dude. It's gonna hit powerful different.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any other podcast out there that can have like a, you know, 10-minute conversation about the sort of fascist uprising of the world and then somehow transition into when Zendaya fought in the bar, it hit different?
The Weekly Planet wishes.
The Weekly Planet wishes it was us, dude.
They've seen our numbers. Yeah. They're pretty happy
with it.
Like, you know what? I reckon we made the right choice.
Yeah, I reckon the total whiplash, the baseless speculation, berates their audience with.
I'm fairly sure both of them own houses.
Must be nice.
How rat infested is their backyard?
Yeah,
I would probably say. I can't speak on behalf of Mason. But I'm pretty sure James has a rat-free backyard.
Yeah, must be. That's nice. That's lucky.
How many, like, dog attacks on their street have they witnessed?
Again.
Oh, yeah, can't speak to Mason. Yeah. We don't know.
James has an old man that lives near him that he hates.
Yeah.
But the old man...
The old man's sort of the victim.
Okay, yeah. did James's, like, his house get attacked by a crazy neighbor with a pickaxe?
No.
I don't think so.
Again, don't know enough about Mason's
house. It could have happened. To Mason,
we haven't spoken to him.
Okay. And what's their pig fat situation?
I believe minimal
to no pig fat. I believe. So it must be. But we know
the
baseless speculation fan base would kill for us. In an all-out war between
No. They would kill us.
Yeah,
they would kill us.
We say
the
attack,
Weekly Planet.
And
they would kill
like
for
badly
them.
Trained lions.
Yeah.
We've given them the chip where they're like, yeah. Kill baseless speculation. No, kill four. Kill four. Oh shit.
And the Weekly Planet fan base just stands there staring. And he's like, I didn't even want to go to war.
Yeah.
Why did they do this?
Anyway, James, what have you been reading? Anyway, Shrek 5 can't wait. Added it to my watch list on Letterboxd.
Nice.
So I get alerted when it's in the cinemas.
That's exciting.
Which I believe will be Christmas Day 2026. And, good
stuff. I hope I have another sexual awakening from this movie.
You reckon?
Like I do it again. That'd be cool.
What was your first one?
I don't know. I think I was born like this.
Oh, dude. The doctor should have put you back in.
They should have put me down.
Yeah,
have we got any emails?
BSBoysPod@gmail.com inbox. Yeah. A couple of emails.
Send us emails. Would you kill for us or would you kill us?
Yeah. We would like to know.
Yeah.
This one is from Derek.
Okay.
Hi, BS Boys.
From the TV show?
Yeah.
Does anyone drive the bus?
I can only assume given what they say next, because, we had some, like last episode, there was a bit of discussion about, how people, what they might have thought about, a Hancock rap.
Of course.
And so I guess Derek from the TV show.
Yeah.
I like the Hancock rap from your Hancock episode.
That is classic Derek.
That's classic Derek.
I think it was a genius decision to never stop trying to end every sentence with Hancock.
Yeah.
Is this the first time Will Smith would say a naughty word in his rap? Thank you, Derek.
Oh, well, parents don't understand.
Has
Jim West has
Willard Smith the third or whatever ever said?
Has he ever done a cuss?
Cock isn't a cuss, and saying you're gonna jam your cock in the car door, Hancock, or whatever we said.
Yeah,
that's
you know what's really annoying? Yeah. How often that piece of media that we produce for some reason has been stuck in my head ever since that episode.
Hancock, I'm gonna slam cock in the Hancock and Hancock in the car door. Damn, cock.
It's crazy that when we were improvising
damn, cock. It's just like that. Damn cock. Just keeps going
I'm
over and
slam, cock.
Over and over in my head, like when you misremember a lyric and you can only say one sentence.
That's
just been happening.
Not misremembering.
For the last...
When Jackson gets a song stuck in his head, he's just
I get one line stuck in my head and I repeat it till everyone wants to kill me.
So that has been in my head. Just damn cock. Once again, got my cock stuck in the damn.
The van cock. Did we ever do that?
No.
Damn cock. Got my. Dick stuck in the van, cock. I'm going to have to go to the hospital.
Cock?
Cock.
I don't think Will Smith has ever said cock. Well, I mean, I've only looked at 3 song lyrics, and I'm scrolling really fast.
Mm. That's great. I can imagine. Well, he's kind of squeaky clean.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, is that, yeah, that sort of.
He says bomb in one of the songs. Whoa, I just can't remember which
wow.
one.
Wow.
Yeah. It, it's Wild Wild
he didn't
West,
say asshole.
No, yeah. He said bomb.
Did he say bumhole?
No, he didn't say bunghole either.
Bunghole's good, dude.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
This one is from George. Okay. Hello, boys. I just wanted to say how much you guys mean to me. How the podcast helps me get through the
this
horror
guy
of everyday
will kill
life,
for us and not kill
et cetera, us, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, well, you're not going to like this episode.
But more importantly, quite frequently, I have found myself listening to you in the bath, which begs the question: how do you guys feel about the idea of someone listening to your sweet voices in a nice hot bath
or speculation? Well, that's us because we don't have a bath. Yeah.
I love having baths. Yeah. I'm a big bath guy.
Yeah, because you like being wet.
Yeah, dude.
Man,
having a bath's lovely.
You famously used to shower wrong because you just like the sensation of water on your belly.
Belly, yeah.
Mm.
But no, I love being in the bath. I get in the bath. I bring my little Google Home in there, set her up,
say,
lie in
hey.
The bath. I say, hey, Google, play music. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I'll kill you, but I'm so wet that I can't get out of the bath.
So you're always, your Google Home's always sitting there, never playing music.
Well, it is, but it's playing like the wrong song and I'm just yelling at her. And the people upstairs are like, is he yelling at his wife? What's happening? No, I'm yelling at Google because she won't play the song
tell
I
you
want.
What, man. Like, it's like we have a bathtub and very rare I we, you know, we would have a bath because like it's like it's a hassle, right?
Yeah,
you gotta
sure.
fill it up,
do,
you gotta
I
wait,
do appreciate
blah, blah, blah,
that
blah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like one of those things where you're like, oh yeah, it's a bit of a chore, so you're like, I just don't, you know, like I love a bath, but I'm never having a bath.
Sure.
So I'm always having a shower these days with like with baby picking him up and everything, and he's only getting heavier.
Yeah.
The desire to have a bath has never been so strong, but the time to have a bath has never been so little.
It's kind of the worst place you could be bath wise.
The sad thing about listening to baseless speculation in the bath is inevitably you're going to knock your phone in the bath, electrocute yourself and die, and people are going to think you killed yourself because the last thing you were listening to was baseless speculation.
That is sad.
And people are going to come for us and they'll be like, you should have known. This was neglect on your behalf.
This is a strange thing to notice about you, JD, but I think you do have a fear of like electronics falling in water to electrocute you, because this isn't the first time. You were afraid of like microphones falling in our pool episodes.
Oh yeah, I was when we did.
But like that's again, it's like, but that's not how it would work, right? Because it's not enough. Like, and I'm just wondering, because like how often do you hear about like you know, someone dying from electronic falling in like a body of water that
oh, it doesn't
like,
happen.
It used to be very common in like comedies and those kind of things. I remember like Black Books, like
What
like
Women Want,
where
it famously
like,
makes Mel Gibson think What Women Want.
Like getting a toaster and putting it into the bathtub and whatever. Does that happen? You know,
no,
will that happen anymore?
It's short circuits, right?
Yeah.
That's like, we have the, like what are they called? The surge protectors and stuff.
Surge protectors, of course. But like, if your house didn't have that, or like, would a Google Home dropping that into the bathtub?
I don't think it'd be enough.
A phone also wouldn't.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Toasters, because old toasters use a lot of power.
Because
getting something
heat up the element
hot.
And stuff, so
there's not many. Hair dryer, I think, is the other one.
Yeah, because I guess it gets hot.
Same thing, I think.
Same thing, yeah. Requires a lot of electricity.
But yeah, most of the other, like, yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm not actually scared of
dying.
No,
but
it's
something
I've noticed.
And I'm like, I just think it's funny
for someone to die like that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but it's like that kind of thing about quicksand.
Yeah.
I used to have a fear of quicksand. And I remember like reading about like how weirdly for some people it became their sexual awakening.
Yeah, bro.
Because you're getting sucked, a full body suck off.
A full body suck off is pretty sweet.
But like, like quicksand is something that doesn't really happen. Like, first off, it doesn't happen like we think it does in TV.
You mean Atreyu wouldn't have died in real life?
Well, he was in a bog.
Very different.
Bogs are real.
Bogs will fuck your shit, right?
Bogs are dangerous.
Bogs are real and they will find you.
Yeah, man. But like, quicksand and like, you know,
because quicksand, I mean, like, the you know, there are. There are things that do what quicksand does, but it's not like in the desert. It's like at the beach.
Whirlpools, bogs.
No, but there's a thing where it's like
sinkholes.
Yes, well, sinkholes are real.
I'm trying to think of like the last time there was like quicksand in a film, and I want to say maybe the live action Dora the Explorer.
Dora and the Lost
City?
Kingdom?
Might have been Dora and Lost City.
But I guess just like it's still like, I would be excited to see quicksand. Like somebody gets stuck in quicksand in a movie.
Yeah.
Not in a sexual way.
It's not sexual. I think it probably happens in Jumanji.
Yeah, I think it does.
Mm.
Yeah, in Jumanji it happens, and it's cool because like you see his legs, I think. Because he's doing it through like the top floor of a house.
Which Jumanji you thought?
Jumanji 1.
I'm not talking Jumanji.
No, you're talking more recent Jumanjis.
Yeah.
Well, I think the same things that happens with Dora Explorer. He like they go through the quicksand, but he like goes through and he comes out the other side, so he sees legs.
Whoa. Which is cool, but also just doesn't, this just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because the sand would just fall.
Nah, dude, quicksand's door.
Quicksand's
the only way to get into your house, it's Minecraft style.
Awesome, dude.
Secret entrance to your home.
Yeah.
No, no amount of secret entrances keep me out of someone's house.
You
in
will
Minecraft.
Blow it up.
I will harm
you
that
will
residence.
Blow, you will make it not fun.
Oh, you built a fancy house where you stand on the doormat and the door opens? No, you stand on the doormat and everything explodes and you die.
Is Minecraft movie coming out this year?
No.
Either this year or next year.
Excited for it as Minecraft players? I've never played it before, but...
Even as someone who hasn't played Minecraft in a long time, it just looks so bad. And I love that anytime they have like a, hey, here's what this enemy looks like in the new Minecraft movie, it's always the most horrible thing you've ever seen in your life. One thing that I have seen that I do think is cool, and I think it will be the only part of the movie I like, is when a villager gets hit by a car. Have you seen that scene?
No.
It's a villager from Minecraft in real life, and then Jennifer Coolidge hits it with her car.
That is awesome.
And then I think they fall in love.
Jennifer Coolidge.
I think that's the plan.
What does the villager look like? Does it look like the
villager looks like the from villagers Minecraft. From Minecraft?
So like,
but 3D like and like kind of gross,
like Robloxy.
Yeah. With a big nose. Yeah. And Jennifer Coolidge hits with the car and is like, whoa, you know.
Yeah, don't villagers make weird noises?
Yeah, they like a bean style.
Yeah, they do this. And
that's all they say.
Yeah.
Makes me want a hot dog. Can you do a Jennifer Coolidge impression? Makes me want a hot dog.
That's not Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes, it is.
That's
makes me want a hot dog.
Makes me want a hot dog.
Once
that's
again,
Jennifer
so
Coolidge.
Many of your answers go Jimmy Stewart.
They really go Jimmy Stewart. It's like they're all impressions. And
I was thinking when you were saying when you were saying Jennifer
Fourth
Coolidge,
of July.
I was processing Jennifer Connelly.
I see. No, no, Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah,
makes me want a hot dog.
MILF. The MILF.
I like your impression of like, makes me want a hot
makes
dog.
Makes me want a
hot
dog. It's kind of Bane.
Makes me want a hot dog.
Reminds me of the 4th of July, Batman. Makes me want a hot dog.
Makes me want a hot dog.
Makes me want a hot dog.
It's kind of a weird
tinted Bane.
Perhaps one is wondering when I would get my hot dog.
When Gotham's in ashes, then... you have my permission to die.
You see, Batman, you were trained in the dark, but I was born.
Oh, Batman.
Timid Bane's fun.
Timid Bane.
I climbed out of the hole, Batman. Oh, you climbed out of the hole.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you go very much like,
Batman. Oh, Batman. You were training the doctors, Batman.
You have my permission to die.
I don't know.
Gorsh.
I don't know what it is, but I think Mickey Mouse would be a cunt in real life.
Yeah, I see that. No, I definitely see that.
I don't know if it's like because he sucks in Kingdom Hearts, maybe.
I think he's just got like a kind of like, I think he'd like be one of those guys that you talk to and he's like very nice to you, but you know he thinks he's better than
you.
And like somehow just bleeds into the way he kind of holds himself.
Anyway, got any more emails or is that it?
All right. Yes, we have one from Eddie. Yeah. At what point do you think Storm, from the X-Men, is going to fix climate change, or does she just not want to? Honestly, it's more of a plumbing question, but I can't find an email for that, and with good reason. Just pretend it's for the MCU or something. Okay. It's basically BS. Love the show.
Pretty much.
Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
We've dipped into fascism, the rise of fascism, and we've forgotten the other existential crisis hitting
Earth.
And it be hitting, dude.
Climate change. Yeah. Well, in an interesting kind of, I guess, if going from the comics. So this was during the Phoenix Five storyline. Where they really tried hard to make like everyone hate Cyclops in that, which they just kind of fucked it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Phoenix Five, because the Phoenix Force came in and went to five different mutants, went to like Colossus, Namor, Cyclops, and Emma Frost. But then there was like a flash forward, and Wolverine then was like working for the Avengers, and the Avengers were like, "We got to just stop the X-Men, or we got to stop the Phoenix Five."
Mm-hmm.
But then it kind of flashed the Phoenix Five. They were like, "Yeah, we're doing like we're fixing shit. Iceman was fixing shit. Oh, everyone was doing really well." And it was only until like I think they decided to like you know take on one of the others that like you know then the Phoenix Five, then the Force goes to the four of them, and keeps kind of getting reduced and kind of makes them more insane. But at one shining moment.
They were fixing the world?
They were fixing the world because, like, the insanity that the Phoenix Force does to people was kept in check because it was split over five different people. Yeah. And, like, for this one shining moment, you're like, I don't know what you're doing, writers, but you're making me like this.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's funny.
Storm's not going to do shit.
Yeah, she's too busy fighting Magneto or whatever.
Is climate change real in the MCU?
I think that, I don't know. I think there's, well, again,
they keep voting conservatives.
Yeah, that's true.
But the thing is, so much shit is happening in the MCU.
Yeah.
Like the fact that, like, half the world got blipped.
Yeah.
That would.
Oh, yeah, that would have fixed climate change.
Yeah.
Because, again, when COVID happened and everyone was, like, locked inside for a bit, the world started healing.
There were deals in town and stuff.
And then we're like, Wales, let's go back.
Didn't Wales? Oh, no, that was 9/11.
Yeah, that's Wales love 9/11.
Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Listeners, if you're unaware of this, Wales love 9/11. Because they hate planes.
Yeah.
So when all flights were grounded, Wales started singing again.
Yeah.
9/11 was their favorite day.
And they had no idea why.
It's crazy to think when 9/11 stopped, that was their 9/11.
Yeah. 9/12 was Wales 9/11.
Yeah.
But also, like, so yeah, the blip was probably good for climate change, but like the amount of like super weapons and stuff, like, does Iron Man offset his carbon footprint?
I think that is a thing.
Probably. Is it?
It wouldn't shock me if there was a throwaway line with like Tony Stark just referencing, like, oh, yeah, we fixed that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
true.
Moving on now.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because his generator thing is, like, recharging.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Tony Stark was meant to be Elon Musk at first, and that's funny.
That is funny, dude. And Elon Musk's in the second one.
Mm-hmm.
The best Iron Man.
I've really liked the re-edit where somebody's like, has him come by and says, pedophile says what? And Elon Musk goes, what? Because that's what he says. Yeah. That's funny. That should be the cut that they, you know, for DVD releases in the future. It's hard to tell what real world problems exist in the MCU.
Yeah, it's hard to, real world problems, and then also just like, the fact that, like, in comics with, like, all these different mutants can do so many different things, and also science-powered people can also do all these weird things.
And also, like, would the ability to affect the weather fix climate change, or would it just
change it?
Like, well, like, it's like, you know, so say...
Well, she'd be making it worse because she's making storms all the time.
But also,
well,
like, Australia experiences more and more heat waves and drought because of climate change.
Yep.
And storm comes in and she makes it rain and stops the drought. That's not actually stopped climate change.
No.
That's just like... Well, it's good for us.
Yeah.
Well, I think
our farmers are wet, and that's good. Not too wet though.
No. I think from memory, I mean, there has been a storyline like this where we come to the storm, like, first using her powers or understanding this, or whatever. It's like, maybe it's like, oh yeah, sure, you make it rain over here, but then you're taking that rain that was going to go over here to there.
The weather is a pretty intricate system that you don't want to mess with, you know. And so
plus, also, like, at some point in the MCU, they're probably going to blow up the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can only hope.
I would not be... My existential crisis in the MCU would not be climate change.
Mm. No.
It would be, like...
And it's weird, though.
When am I going to be gone again?
Yeah. Because I think, in the MCU, it wouldn't be climate change because it would be like, well, we have geniuses with all the money in the world that... Well, he tried to put a shell around us.
Yeah.
So I know, like, I think I'd have this weird thing to be like, look... They'll fix something.
Yeah.
Sure, it's going to suck. And so I'm just not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, like,
Professor
Hulk
is going to fix climate
change. Yeah. I just don't want to get blipped to nothing anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I am not saving. I am living in the moment.
Yes, dude. Yeah. I have zero savings in the MCU.
Dude.
I'm probably dead, let's be honest.
Yeah. Fell off a tree.
Yeah. Killed by Doctor Strange on accident.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the moment either I got blipped.
He opened the portal and it happened.
Went through me.
Oh, dude.
And he came out and it was kind of like my legs were his legs for a bit.
Yeah.
And then he saw my torso and head and was like, oh, fuck. And Mordo was like, oh, fuck. And they stopped fighting for a bit.
Yeah. Like, he just, like, appears and he's like, got your legs, but then he's like, what happened? And then, like, they just explode because his legs were your legs. He's like, oh,
that's all right.
Lotus behind him. Call an ambulance. Dr. Strange is like, why?
Yeah.
This motherfucker is dead.
Yeah, call the morgue and give me a shovel.
Yeah, where they're burying, they're not even telling my family.
No, that's not.
But that's probably for their reputation.
Yeah,
100%. But the moment either I got blipped and then came back, or the moment that I saw any one of my friends get blipped and then also come back, I'm like, nothing matters.
Yeah,
who cares? I couldn't control this.
Yeah.
I'm whatever. I'm
so like, out of your hands at this
little moment of joy I'm spending my money on.
Absolutely.
If I have a job.
Yeah.
What jobs exist?
Yeah. Going to the movies to watch Shrek 5 in the MCU.
That's the greatest Shrek job there 5. Is.
Exactly.
Well, if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at bsboyspod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Sure can.
And we'll read them out.
Yeah.
Sure keep will. Them coming. Keep, we like emails.
Thick and fast.
Keep them coming.
And I guess also on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack.
I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys. Did you say you've also been Jackson?
I hope so. My brain is gone.
I registered that really late, and I don't know if I just misheard.
I don't know.
I didn't register I didn't register either of your sign-outs, so I couldn't speak to it either.
I spoke it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're back on the top. I hope you said
it. You know better than we do, listeners.
Because my brain faded there for a minute. Not as in, like, I didn't...
I said I've been Jackson, that wouldn't have been the first time.
Yeah, dude. You said also... And my brain heard it really late. I'm pretty sure you said Jackson.
We'll find out.
I'm Jackson. Out, I'm also Jackson. And I'm Joel.
Yeah, dude. Mm.
Yeah, anyway, see you at the movies.
Bye.
Yeah, movies are back.
Movies are back.
Shrek's farting again.
Shrek's
farting. Get your dicks ready.
Yeah, get them dicks out. Shrek is farting.
Thank God, dude.
Goodbye.
See ya.